Shalom and welcome. I am Stefan Yahu, and good day, good afternoon, wherever you might be today in the world. This is YahvehNotYahweh.com, and today's study on Kazakh. Kazakh, spelled in English letters C-H-A-Z-A-K or A-Q. In the Tree of Life, the definition is Hebrew. So Kazakh is Hebrew for be strong. It's often used as a command of encouragement and rally. The phrase Kazakh, Kazakh, Venit Kazakh, be strong and be strengthened is repeated after the completed reading of the Torah throughout the, at the Feast of Tabernacles. And with so many problems of medical interest right now, that we really need to be concerned about that as well, to seek Yahweh's face in any desperate situation or any situation whatsoever. Seek Yahweh's word and his face, be in prayer and even fasting. Keep yourself in good shape, eating there properly, and getting good exercise. And, of course, follow Yahweh's word, his commandments, statutes, and judgments. And we're reading today from Deuteronomy, or Devarim, chapter 29. And we certainly need to have a look at our life during the Passover season, particularly, and the what is commonly called the Last Supper, but the Passover meal or Pesach. We need to be introspective there and take a look at Yahweh's Torah, at his law of love, his honey-do list, and see how our life shapes up or compares with that, as there apparently are a few shortcomings around the world and here in America, and we have incurred many a curse. The word curse, first of all, just briefly here, we're going to look at this in Deuteronomy 29:20. Yes, the blessings and curses in the previous chapter, that is in the 28th chapter of Devarim, but here in 29, you may not be fully aware of this, 29 verse 20, and Yahweh, who is the Father, and also speaks through his son by that name in the older scriptures. Yahweh will not spare him, but then the anger of Yahweh and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and Yahweh shall blot out his name from under heaven. That aligns very closely with the end of the scriptures there in the book of the Revelation, that we don't want our name to be blotted out. And to get the context of what I just read there, turning to it in chapter 29 of Devarim, let's see what 28, how that read. The anger of Yahweh was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. That was a very important verse, actually verse 27, when they worshipped and served other gods. And that certainly is happening right now. All sorts of religions are being respected and honored in the United States of America and in nations around the world. The anger of Yahweh was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses written in this book. And Yahweh rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation and cast them into another land as it is this day. These secret things belong unto Yahweh, our Elohim, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children. The secret things belong unto Yahweh, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Now, some Protestants of the Reformed Catholic tradition, Protestants believe that, not all of them, but in general, that the works of the law are evil. Now, I did a study on that. You could look it up on our website, YahvehNotYahweh.com, but anyway, we're not into that study at this moment. We're going to be talking about, wake up and be alert, Kazakh here in just a moment. Okay, we read Devarim 29, and in verse 21, Yahweh shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. We read in the previous verse that Yahweh will blot out his name from under heaven. That agrees with the book of the Revelation. Isaiah 65:20, no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that has not filled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. Speaking of a time in the millennium, perhaps the last 100 years of the coming millennium, soon coming millennium. And then in the revelation of Yochanan in Revelation 22 verse 3, I appreciate your attending today because we haven't been on a long time. It's really good to fellowship together, and especially talking to our brothers and sisters up there in New Jersey and New York, and some of those in the New York City area who are really going through affliction. And those of us here, even in the Northwest, there's a few that have gone through that here in 2020 with that COVID-19. And there's so much negative talk going that virtually everyone is speaking negatively and fatalistically. They all have this philosophy of fatalism. And I thought, well, what's wrong with this? It seems to be really bringing me down and taking away my trust, my belief in Yahweh somewhat. So that's the reason for the study today. Kazakh, be strong in Yahweh. And this could be our finest hour to show those works, the works that are mentioned in the scriptures all the way from the Torah to the book of the Revelation. He says, I know thy works in the book of the Revelation. I know that you are keeping the statutes and judgments. So the question is, will our final hour be our finest hour here on this earth? Some of us may not have that much time left. Now, certainly we could all stand to take a look at our own spiritual life and see how it lines up with the Word. And of course, whether or not the Scriptures are our ultimate and final authority, we need to establish that as a fact, that the Scripture is the authority in our life, Yahweh's Word. Are we in a right relationship with Him? And are we negligent of something, or guilty of something, or of anything? And how about our behavior? How about our music that we hear when we step out of the assembly and go out into the car? Do we hit that button and listen to rock, or maybe we've already been overwhelmed and with a rock that was in a church or assembly or tabernacle? So how about our music? We need to watch that. These fruit nuts and Satanists will not enter the kingdom of Yahweh, but will spend in hell fire forever. And we know that according to the book of Luke 13, for example. Over half of these rock and roll stars, by the way, these fruit bowls, are sex perverts, Satanists, and we should not want to be a part of them. We need to love the Father and grow in Yahusha, His Son. Grow with the Scriptures and grow with Messiah, but we know we can't fool ourselves that we are into some really deep problems, some deep issues, some really bad stuff, if we can't even control our own little world around our own little life that we live in, and try to clean it up a little bit, clean up the music and our behavior before Yahweh at all times. Clean up our attitude. John the Baptist said it, and the Messiah said it. Repent, for the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. So let us love Yahweh, love the Father, and grow with the Scriptures, grow with Messiah, and be strong, Kazakh. Kazakh is the Hebrew word in Strong's Concordance, 2388, and it's found in a number of references in Kings, Samuel and a few references in the book of Psalms. In 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 2, as David is giving the final instructions before he's going to the grave, King David, still in the grave according to Acts chapter 2. 1 Kings 2, 2 now, in the book of Kings, in the Old Testament. He said to Solomon, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong. That's Hebrew 23:88, Kazakh. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. Hebrew 3:76. In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Here's that word again, Kazakh. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Kazakh, Kazakh. That was 1 Corinthians 16:13. And then a little more to the right here, to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10 now in the scriptures. Now that's Paul speaking. Shaul speaks to the Ephesians, and Shaul was a messianic believer at this time, and he knew the word. His basis was the word of Yahweh, the Torah. Actually, he had to shake off some Jewish traditions, which today we might call man's traditions, and based on the Mishnah and the Torah and the Talmud. The Torah is Yahweh's word, Genesis to Deuteronomy. So, looking at Ephesians chapter 6 now. Finally, my brethren, be strong, or Kazakh, be strong in Yahweh. So that's how we. Our eyes ought to wake up every day is saying Kazakh, Kazakh in Yahweh, in Messiah. Be strong in Yahweh and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This spiritual wickedness happens in governments, in churches, in governments, in schools. Verse 13, therefore take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Kazakh, Kazakh. Stand therefore, having your loins, and then it describes the armor, to read some of this. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and having our feet shod with the evangel of peace, and so on. The sword of the Spirit, of course, is his word. Be strong and be of good courage, back in Deuteronomy, in the word now back to Deuteronomy in the Torah. Deuteronomy 31, verses 6, 7, 8. If you get that on your tablet now, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, Kazakh, be strong and of a good courage. You could put that on your bedroom door or somewhere where you'd always, or on the dashboard of your carriage. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For Yahweh, the mighty Yah, he it is that doeth, goeth with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. That he goes with thee each and every day. And verse 7, Moses called unto Joshua, or Yasha, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kazakh, and be strong, for thou must go with this people unto the land which Yahweh has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And Yahweh, he it is that does go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. He will not forsake thee. He won't fail thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And ladies and gentlemen, ladies and germs, as I listen to the news or Christian radio and Christian pastors, the Christian Dental Association and doctors, they have been trying to put us in fear, it seems like. It seems like they're going, even the radio talk show host, The Savage, out of San Francisco, and many others, it seems that first they try to give us the impression that they want us to be strong, and don't trust in the government anyway. Don't be so fearful about any sickness that comes along. But then on the other hand, they quickly turn around and use as many tactics that could scare a person to death. And some of them, it has happened that they died just out of fear. And others took their own life, which is murder. So that's the state of the nation right now. It doesn't look too good, and even our president, our leader, seems like he's lost the sight, for the moment anyway, of the optimistic thing and looking up to what they call God, looking up to the one who created them, and who we are responsible to him for all things, to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love Yahweh, that is, the Almighty Yahweh, the one who gives us life in breath and who's created all these wonderful things, those mountains up there. I'm looking at a beautiful painting of Mount Hood in Oregon, government camp and Timberline Lodge. Kazakh, be strong, wake up. Remember to, if you do have a serious problem and get help from medical people, but remember this, that fasting is a really good secret. It's a really good blessing and it takes away many, many problems. Fasting for a day anyway, perhaps a water fast or a liquid fast where you can have some drinks or something. Okay, back here in Joshua then, in the Word, and reading from the King James with the necessary corrections, and also some of you have the Messianic versions or the Tree of Life version. Joshua chapter 1:6, Kazakh, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto your fathers to give them. As the Almighty is speaking to us by the Spirit through Joshua. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Kazakh, be courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, all the Torah, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left hand, that thou mayest prosper whither thou goest. That was Joshua 1:6. And as I continue, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein night and day, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Kazakh, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for Yahweh thy Elohim is with thee whithersoever thou goest, or wherever thou goest. Now, a little bit later here, in verse 18, Joshua 1:18, whosoever he be that does rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. This is under the civil penalty, the old administration, the added law. He shall be put to death. Only Kazakh, be strong and of good courage. That's Joshua 1:18 there. Hope that's an encouragement to you today. And then turn a couple of more pages to chapter 10 here, if you would, or flip ahead on your computer or tablet or iPhone. Joshua 10:25. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Kazakh, be strong and of good courage, for thus shall Yahweh do to all your enemies against whom you fight. And I think of that scripture that no weapon that is formed, I think that's in the book of Isaiah, somewhere around 50, in chapter 50 there, possibly. So no weapon that is formed can be used against you if you're walking with Yahweh. The image comes to my mind of a friend of mine who was presumptuous, and he, or this person, I should say, or they, have the... the presumptuous to think that they are just right with Yahweh. They boast about how close they are and how hot they are, and so that's kind of hard to be around. And I want to forget it. So what did I tell you? Joshua 10:25, Joshua said, "Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall Yahweh do to you all your enemies against whom you fight." Oh, it's so good to know that Yahweh has such a support person out there who is, one minister described it, like a giant hiding and just waiting to jump out at your enemy. 2 Chronicles 15:7, "Kazak, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." Kazak in 2 Chronicles. Then how about Ezra, chapter 9:12? "Therefore," and they had some mixed marriages here. We have some of that. "Now therefore, give not your daughters unto your sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that you may be strong," "and eat the good of the land," "and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever." And that word here, "be strong," is a different word. It's pronounced amatz. Amatz, it's Hebrew 5:53 in Strong's Concordance, and it's about the same. It means, the definition is about the same: courageous, be alert, prevail, strengthen, be of a steadfast mind. That's Amatz 5:53 in the Hebrew. And that was Ezra 9:12. That's Tehillim 80. "Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand." "Upon the son of man, whom thou madest strong for thyself." So, "Will not we go back from thee? Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name." Those of us who frequently encourage ourselves and remind others that Yahweh's name is premier and paramount importance, and number one, numero uno, ichiban in Japanese, Yahweh's name is number one. We have to first and foremost keep that in our mind and not bring his name to naught by using, we shouldn't use substitute names, we shouldn't use pagan names to substitute Yahweh's name. We have the pagan festival of Easter or Ashtoreth coming up. And that's found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 35, and then one other, I think, 17 and 35. So we won't go there today, but even in the book of Acts, where Easter is only mentioned in the King James that one time, that actually, if you look at the underlying Greek, the word is Pascha, meaning Passover. But, well, they know about the resurrection, they just don't know the proper order of how Messiah was in the grave 3 nights and 3 days. As I branch off onto this about for a moment about the death, burial, and resurrection, Messiah had the Last Supper, it was so called. It wasn't the last Passover meal, but his Last Supper on earth, and the Gospels there, as we read, and that was on Aviv 14 on the Hebrew calendar and Yahweh's calendar, and the night before he died, before he went into the judgment hall. And then he was crucified by 9 o'clock that morning. He died three in the afternoon, and was put in the grave before the high day, Aviv 15, the high day of unleavened bread, the first high day there. And he was in the grave 3 nights and 3 days, giving us, by simple mathematics, giving us Aviv 17 for the resurrection. So 3 nights and 3 days later, about 72 hours later, he rose from that tomb and ascended to heaven, and appeared as well to emissaries. So we like to teach on that. We like to have that doctrine of the death, burial, and resurrection emphasized. And the whole purpose of this feast is directed toward Moshiach, Yahushua, Messiah, the only begotten son of Yahweh. And we talk about that this time of year at Passover. Revelation 22. Okay, well, am I? And verse 1, the messenger showed me a river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb. And then there's a reference there about the river in Ezekiel 47, verse 1, and Zechariah 14, verse 8, a reference to that the river bright as crystal. Once again, Ezekiel 47:1 and Zechariah 14:8, and the throne of Yahweh, the Lamb, down the middle of the streets, the city street, on either side of the river was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And then a reference was given for that. And no longer will there be any more curse. No longer will there be any curse, or in the King James, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb, Messiah, shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face. Now going back to the Tree of Life version, they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Night shall be no more. And people will have no need for lamplight or sunlight, for Yahweh, and I had to change that Adonai, for Yahweh Elohim will shine on them, and they shall reign forever and ever. And then the next caption is Messiah, or Yehoshua is coming. And they use the from the scripture, Yeshua is coming. He said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. Yahweh, the Elohim of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his messengers to show his servants what must happen soon. Behold, I am coming soon. I am the Aleph and the Tav, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And then they use fortunate again, unfortunately. How blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral. And that a lot of application there. And the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. That a wide category. Everyone who loves and practices falsehood and distorting the word, like many times in Christian radio, I heard even family radio have a British man on the air who was preaching against Yahweh's Torah. And I, Yahshua, have sent my, or Yahushua, have sent my messenger to testify these things for my communities. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Ruach and the bride say, come, and let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes freely take the water of life. I testify to everybody, everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, Yahweh shall add to them the plagues that are written in the book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of the prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his share in the tree of life and the pure city which are written in this book. The one giving testimony to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Hallel, come Yahweh, Yahusha. May the favor of the Yahusha HaMashiach be with you all. And backing up that scripture reference about Easter is found in Jeremiah 7 and also 44. The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto other Elohim, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, saith Yahweh? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? And in that same seventh chapter of Jeremiah, Yeremiahu, in verse 22, it is about the added law that is spoken of in the book of Galatians chapter 3. I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. So he didn't speak about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but what did he speak of? Verse 23, "For this thing I commanded, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I've commanded you, that it may be well with you, and kazak to you. Be strong, and quit yourselves like men."